Amen. You may be seated. Now, you want to write this down. It may be a little long, but the subject, I don't know what you're going to do with it, Darius. Praying in the Spirit, activating your supreme life of truth. Praying in the Spirit, activating your supreme life of truth. Now, there's nothing greater than truth. Nothing can destroy truth. Get this down now. Nothing greater than truth. Nothing can destroy truth. The third thing is, nothing can limit truth. You heard those three things?
Yes, sir.
Nothing can is greater than truth. Nothing can destroy truth. Now, all the lies that your life been told, when you attack or somebody address you and tell you, God, we're not to make it, a man, how are we going to make it? All that's lies. All you got to do is go back to the truth. What Jesus said in John 8:32? What did he say to do to you? From everything. All right, what did Jesus say in John 14:6? He gave us a threefold look at him. I'm the way, truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The Bible also talks about the Spirit of truth. So, praying in the Spirit, activating your supreme life of truth, praying in tongue. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, look at this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. All right, we got the word speaketh there. You see that word speaketh because you're going to see it again. But unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now that verse worth meditating because it'll take you in the realm of the truth. When you pray in the Spirit, you can have something you're dealing with. You pray in the Spirit, it'll bring you in your rightful place. So you don't let emotion take you over or what somebody else is saying. All right, now, praying in the realm of the Spirit. Stirring up the kingdom power and glory that is within you. Stirring up the kingdom power and glory that is within you. That if nothing can add up to that, it's more powerful than anything else. Creating a supernatural atmosphere that the presence of God can manifest and all men and women can be set free. Now, I'm going to go over there with you because I'm going to give you a definition of supreme, then we'll go to digging in the aspect of praying in the Spirit, activating your supreme life of truth. What kind of life?
Supreme life.
All right, I'm going to give you right now, I'm going to give you the definition of supreme. Highest in rank or authority. Or it means in a position of unquestionable authority, dominance, or influence. That's what praying in the Spirit do for you. Highs in rank or authority, in a position of unquestionable authority, dominance, or influence. Give you a little more on that. Greatest in degree, quality, or intensity. I like these three words. Confidence in life. What else? 1 John 5:14.
Yes,
this is the confidence. Look at that. This is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, he is. And if we know he is, we know we have. So that little symptom, that little emotion, that little phone call you got don't mean nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because what you going to abide in? The truth. And you cannot abide in truth without faith. You can't fake truth. You can't F-A-K-E truth. See, you can't abide in truth. You can't. Truth is not psychology. Truth is not academic. Truth is not technology. See, truth, the only truth there is Jesus. Everything else alive is not connected to Jesus. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how many following it. If it's not connected to Jesus, it's not the truth. What he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So now there we got those three, that trinity there. The way, the truth, and the life. That's what this supreme life of truth is all about. All right, I told you I'm going to get a definition again. What I said I was going to do? You get it? Highest in rank of authority, in a position of unquestioned authority, dominance, or influence. Greatest in degree, quality, or intensity. Confidence in life that nothing or no one can shake. Confidence in life. That's when we went to the voice. This is the confidence we had in him. That nothing or no one can shake. Y'all know where we are here now?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding living. Locked into the truth. Just kapatalama. Just think about it, young lady. If you get locked in the truth right now. Any culture, any new stuff they come up with, and everybody going with it, but you stand there looking at it. You're locked in the truth, because everything that look good is not good. See, things can look good, but it's not going to end up good. But when you lock up in the truth, you're going to end up good. Because Jesus said, you know the truth, truth sets you free. So let's look at this and keep this before us. All divine flows begins in prayer. All divine contact with heaven, with the kingdom, with the supernatural, with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, begins in prayer. Especially, he says, speak it not unto men. Go back to 1 Corinthians 14. Speak it not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speak his mystery. Truth carries the answer to every mystery that ever will come in your life. Something, you listening?
Yes.
Something you cannot explain nor understand, but truth got both of them. You pray in the Spirit, you about to unravel that thing. And the first thing you're going to unravel is you. For you shouldn't be wrapped in nothing else but the truth. So when fear comes, that means you're not in the truth. Satan some way done slipped in and told you you're not who you are. Or told you, give you some impossible thing. There's no impossibility in the truth. There's no failure in the truth. Now whisper below your voice and tell yourself, I haven't been living my full life. See, some of y'all don't want to say it, but you just want to say it because we all caught right here now. See, we're talking about praying in the Spirit, activating your supreme life of truth. You can't do it another way. You got to get in the Spirit. Now, in the book of Jude, turn there, it tells us about all these cultures, all these different people coming with these different ideas and living these different lifestyles, but it told us how to handle them. How to keep them out of your life, keep them out of your children, keep them out of your grandchildren, keep them out of your family, keep them from your dining room table. I don't care how good the music, I don't care how they're bumping. I don't care what they're bumping. I don't care what they're bumping. When you got the truth, the bump over. I want you to write this down. Building your faith to a supreme level in the Spirit to withstand all ungodly cultures. Building your faith to a supreme level in the Spirit to withstand all ungodly culture, occultism, witchcraft, and we're going to one verse there. Might go to two, but one verse. Jude 20. Now you read the book of Jude, but not long. Jude is not long, but it tell you what's coming. All this stuff going to come up. But then right there, drop the supreme way to live above it all. The government can't make you afraid. Because truth is above everything,
yes, sir.
Everybody, yes,
sir.
Every situation.
Yes,
sir.
You tell your soul and your body, we got to wait and sell it in the truth. Because your body get jumpy, sensitive, you know, you get, oh, what is that? It's another lie. Look at this verse. I'm going to let you read this one with me. Jude 20, read this with me. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. Look at the next verse. Oh, my goodness. You have faith, love, and mercy. All of them come out of the truth. Praying in the Spirit place you in a supreme position to function beyond yourself. To function beyond the situation, beyond any attack, because you're functioning in the truth, so you can't be shook up. But your body will be shook up.
Yes, sir.
Your mind will get shook up.
Yeah.
So where the truth at? In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Building your faith to a supreme level in the Spirit to withstand all ungodly culture. Ungodly situation.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
But ye beloved, building up yourself, he tell you how they gonna get carried away. Look at verse 8. Likewise, all those filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity. That's what we got that going on now. I mean, verse 8 of Jude. Hey, don't act like y'all know where I'm at. You read it. When I read that thing, I said, I read it more than one time. One time, I said, man. It'd be going to be, and we living in it, right in the middle of it. But give me 15 minutes in tongues, I can get out of it. You got to understand how important that is, all right? Tapping into the unknown. Knowing how to turn every situation into the glory of God. Y'all heard that?
Yes.
Tapping into the unknown. Knowing, because you pray in the spirit, how to turn every situation to the glory of God.
Yes.
Other words, Satan will be afraid to attack you because he knows you're going to turn it into God's glory. He know you're not going to get fearful. You're not going to get scary. You're not going to go tell everybody your business. You're not going to testify for the devil. Sometimes you need to shut up. Something happened, just shut up. Don't tell them, oh, God, I went through this. Shut up. Say, praise God. She don't even know nothing going on in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. So we all got something we could talk about. Say, oh, this didn't go right. Shut up. You ever hear pastor talking?
No.
You think I ain't been through nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't none of your business.
That's right.
I go to God with it.
Yes, sir.
You ought to be the same way.
Yes, sir.
What good did it do to tell the other person? Now you feel bad, they know. I shouldn't have told them. Pray in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Go into a realm of truth that no power can touch. Hallelujah. I feel it coming on me now. For years I've been doing that. You get into a realm. You get no power, no opposition, no trouble. And the trouble there, but it can't touch you. It gets so powerful that trouble become promotion. Because the Bible says, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you, right? You praying in the spirit, you drawing nigh to God, God drawing nigh to you, that problem got a problem. Are you following me? Are you seeing this? Praying in the spirit, activating your supreme life of truth. Truth, there's nothing greater than truth. There's nothing can limit truth. And there's nothing can defeat truth. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to give you this because this is a moment here. This is a moment online. This is a moment. It's a moment we need at this time. It's a moment when the Lord started talking to me. I said, all right, Lord. So if I get fooled and start crying a little bit, it's because I want the body of Christ to know.
Yes, sir.
We're not just churchgoers.
Yes,
we're powerful people.
Yes,
our God is a powerful God.
Yes,
you understand? He knows what you're going through.
Yes.
But pray in tongues.
Yes.
Stop trying to explain it. Go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. Stop trying to explain it. Because the mystery is you praying in tongues. Pray in tongues and the mystery going to unfold.
Yes.
Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I mean, you build your faith praying in the Holy Ghost. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Tapping into the unknown. Knowing how to turn every situation unto the glory of God. Somebody say that back to me. All right, now, we know the word of God is the truth of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we're going to verses here, verses we have rehearsed, and verses we have used some, but I want you to go there with this word here, tapping into the unknown, knowing how to turn every situation into the glory of God. Now, once we go to these verses, every situation you have in your life tonight going to be turned into the glory of God. You know these verses, but these verses now, with that introduction of the Holy Ghost, giving you the introduction, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 27, and 28. Now listen. Tapping into the unknown. Hello. Knowing how to turn every situation unto the glory of God. So it's not a problem under the sound of my voice that is not going to be dissolved tonight. What you mean? The situation might remain a while, but if you keep doing the same thing in Romans 8, 26, 27, 28, the situation is whipped. It's already defeated, but it don't want you to know it's defeated. So as you pray in the spirit, you get tuned in more to the supernatural and to the supreme. And that situation, which was so large and have lasted so long, is about to be dealt with in power. So much that the text gonna tell us all things gonna work together. What all mean? You got a problem that is whipping you, it means you are not operating in the truth. You're operating in your infirmities, which is in your body and your soul. It's not in your spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you're a new creature. And then 2 Peter 1 tells us we partake of his divine nature. Otherwise, we can operate in his divine truth. Here, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Thank God for the Spirit helping my infirmity. For we know not. What we should pray for as we ought. We can pray for it. But we ain't praying like we ought. Lord, help me. Lord, say, I've helped you already. Shut up. Keep praying until you get an understanding of what I say to you. Because you pray long enough, he's going to give you a word out of this book. Then you go to meditation. Then you go to application. Then you go to manifestation. Then you go to demonstration. All sound like victory to me. All right, how can I say this, Holy Spirit? Oh my goodness. Drop your feeling off at the funeral home. When it's tearing you down, you know. Just go by a funeral home, just drop it out, open the door and say, get out, go in the funeral home, then go on, get back in the spirit. I'm going to get back to Rome, but I want to show you something. Just come from the Spirit. In Hebrews 13 and 2. Lay aside. Every weight. That's not the right voice. What is it? Hebrews 12 and 2. Don't look at it. Don't set you up here wasting my time. Look at it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Despising the shame. Don't let nothing make you shame no more.
Hallelujah.
one of your children start making a mistake, just love them, pray for them, but don't be ashamed of them. Tell them the truth. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Despising the shame, sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. So in this lesson, praying in the Spirit, activating your supreme life of truth mean laying aside all the weight.
Yes, sir.
And then after you do that, you can take a good look at somebody.
Yes, sir.
Who you looking at? What you're looking at, why you're looking. Looking unto Jesus. See, Satan put that weight on you for you to look at him. Satan put you, Satan made the attack to attract. There's a law of attraction. There's a law of distraction. Satan used the law of distraction for his attraction. He falsified who you are. He falsified what's happening to you, but it can't happen if you don't let it. Are you following me? Praying in the Spirit. We're talking about praying in the Spirit now. Activating your supreme life of truth. Activating your supreme life of truth. It means laying weight, laying aside the weight, and looking to the altar and finish your faith. He went through, look what he said. Looking unto Jesus, the altar and finish our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. You always look at me. No matter what you're going through, you always have that joy set before you. And you can endure those temporary delays. Temporary. Is everything temporary? Everything that caused in hassle in my life is temporary. I just need to get in my closet a few moments. And my closet, really not in the room, is on the inside of me. See, we'd have thought the closet would come and go in your house and get it. No. Your closet is on the inside of you. I'm in my closet. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So know there's joy behind every attack. So he endured the cross, despising the shame, but look what he had now. That's why you should end up in every situation, sitting at the right hand of God. Even now. See, you don't have to go to heaven to sit at the right hand of God. Revelation, anointing, truth, praise, worship, take care of that right hand. Now let's go back to Romans 8:26, because we're about to get you out of every situation. We're going to get you to Romans 8:28.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any faith tonight?
Yes,
Do you have any? Do you think it's a regular Bible study?
No,
there's something transitional going on. So he said, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, if we knew not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself is himself, really, makes intercession for us with groaning, which should not be uttered. Now look at the next verse, what happened. Look at the next verse. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. So now write down mind of the Spirit. That's where you gotta get where you get it in the mind of the Spirit. Because he make intercession for the saints, and then according to the will of God. Mind in the Spirit, that's an emphasis. According to the will of God, that's an emphasis. You see that? All right, now look at verse 28. After you got out of your infirmity, got into the mind of the Spirit and the will of God, yeah, what happened? Now, it can't handle everything. Because you don't know what I'm going through, Reverend. You don't know what I'm going through, so you can preach all that, but my situation is so bad. Well, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You've got in your rightful position now. So all things got to work together good for you. It might not look good right now, but it's working. Tapping into the unknown, knowing how to turn every situation into the glory of God. Who listening?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. So this ain't all fixed. This is real stuff, you know. This is stuff I've experienced over and over again. Now this one, I go back to what Shana was teaching. When you walk in a room, don't walk in the outside, walk in there from the inside.
Yes, sir.
You're going to make some people nervous.
Yes, sir.
People get a little uncomfortable. When you walk in a room, I feel them get a little uncomfortable, try to drop and stuff. They get a little uncomfortable. Because I try not to walk in the outside, I try to walk from the inside.
Yes, sir.
I feel the inside anointing in you now.
Yes.
It's so strong, your problem getting upset. I should have never let him got you tonight. He could be walking around, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I don't know what he's saying. I know I can't stop him. Online, you got me? Praise God. Our men better wake up. I see them women rolling their arms. Y'all better wake up, men. How you going to be the head of the house behind in the spirit? Being an atmosphere changer everywhere you go. Acts chapter 2. Being an atmosphere changer everywhere you go. Acts chapter 2. Let me see if this is going to change the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 2, verse 1. This is not an atmosphere change. It changed the whole city. People got upset. They didn't know what was going on. This is why you feel with the Spirit. So you can shake everything up in power and in truth. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Y'all had a powerful prayer tonight. I'll be with you. I'll be right there on the screen, but I'll be with you. Y'all had a powerful prayer now. I felt it back then. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The wind's still blowing. You can blow all your sickness out tonight. Blow all your lack out tonight. Blow all your loneliness out tonight. I asked the Holy Ghost to blow all the problems out of here and all the problems online. Just blow them out. He big enough. The Holy Ghost 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 big enough. I said the Holy Ghost big enough. The Holy Ghost. What? Listen, write this down. You have to be bold in the Holy Ghost bigness. You shut it down with your eyes. You shut it down with your mouth. No matter what happened from this night forward, I want you to always return to your peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him is what? Everlasting strength. Let nothing, start tomorrow, let nothing and nobody, no matter what they say, how they act, don't let them rob you out your peace. Back off. Forgive them. Outlive them. If you can forgive them, you can outlive them. Don't let them get you upset. Don't let them get you angry. Paul, Shalom, be still and know that I am God. Get your peace back. How long have you been gone? Tonight, you come to a Wednesday night study. How long have your peace been gone? You're trying to figure, trying to straighten everybody else. You can't get them all straightened out. You out of place. You supposed to be in peace. How you gonna get somebody else out of a place, in place? You out of place. When you're in peace, your anointing gonna rise up. And you'll be able to minister to them properly, but they got you halfway angry. You really don't want minister to them. You really want cuss them out. All right, I'm going to give you this one. Acts 2:1. Sit down. I'm almost through. I feel some surges up in here. No, that wasn't surgery. Somebody getting operated on. But that was Hebrews 4:12. Say what? Yes, word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, divided. See, that's what the word is supposed to be doing. You don't supposed to be getting no glory story up here. What good history going to do you without the mystery? I can read about Adam all day long, read about all these other, Esther and all of them. But if I don't get no revelation of how Leroy can walk in this thing. So I want y'all to know, I don't come here to tell no Bible story. You can leave my meetings knowing I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, and I could do that. See, don't think that's the same thing. Don't think you're not being ministered to. Don't think that your situation on the side here. No, that's sold right there. Cut. And you getting direction of how to do it. You got to be an activator. No way your life should be the same after you leave out here tonight. No way. Mine's not the same. I'm hearing, I'm listening to him, what he's saying. He give it to me, but it come more alive when I give it to you. Then it come back to me. Hallelujah. What happened? And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as the rushing mighty wind, and they filled all the house they were sitting. That can happen to you. There appeared unto them cloven in tongue like as of fire. They had a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What a situation. When you're praying in the Spirit, activating your supreme life of truth, here's a statement I want to give you. You're stirring up angels at all times. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, angels are being stirred up because, you see, they are ministering spirits. So you've hit their realm.
Yes, sir.
And you say, there's somebody I can do something for.
Yes.
Here's a person ready to walk in the impossible. Now, the scripture-wise there is Acts 12, verses 1 through 10. The church went into prayer. They had this man that was going to kill him. But they prayed in the spirit, and an angel went to the jail. And he didn't even know what was happening to him. Read it sometime. He didn't even know what was happening to him. Had to shake him up. And then... The shackles was taken off supernaturally. Oh, God, take off supernatural shackles tonight. Whoa, my goodness, all over the world, Lord. I mean, take them shackles off. Supernatural angels, go! Then the angel had so much anointing on him, he got to the iron gate. The gate just opened up. Look at that for a minute. Turn to Acts 12 for a minute. Because I want him to come get you out tonight. Out of that 34-year-old jail, you've served 34 years. It's time to get out of the thing tonight. Hallelujah! I read somewhere he said, Jesus Christ is Sam.
Yes,
today. So if he did it then, he... I heard another statement, I'm the Lord. I change not. You mean to tell me God still got the Sam capability? Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Find it, my brother, and be strong in the Lord. Power and might. Put on the whole armor of God. You stand against the wiles of the devil. Stay dressed up. Verse 7 of Acts chapter 12. I'm going to have to close there. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shining in the prison. People praying, you see. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up. Peter ain't know what was going on, saying, rise up quickly.
Yes, sir.
And it's changed. I got an emphasis from the Spirit when I said that. He told me to tell you, arise up quickly. Whatever the scenario, whatever the scenario is, rise up quickly. Because you're about to leave it. Those same angels that took care of Peter are the same angels, is still on assignment. I wonder why they didn't stop him. They couldn't. I wonder why the enemy can't stop you. He can't. Behold, an angel of the Lord came on him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chain fell off from his hand. Oh, oh, the chains are falling. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, cast thy garment about thee. You got to tell him everything, you know. Follow me. And he went out and followed him. And it was not that it was true what was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of their own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. He said, you got it now.
That's right. Glory to God. Preach, Holy Ghost.
Praying in the Spirit opens all the favors of God on purpose. Now you look at that, Acts 16, 25, 26, Paul and Saul was in jail. They started praying and praising God, and everything came open. If it take an earthquake to get you out, he'll get you out. Knowing how to pray until the glory falls. I got to hurry. Knowing how to pray until the glory falls. I was here on my knees this morning. I came down here to pray this morning, and the glory fell. Matter of fact, this is where this message come from. I walked through here. I was walking and praying. I got on my knees before the altar. God said, I want you to see this. Prayer pulls the cover off every supernatural transaction. Everything that needs to happen in your life supernaturally, when you're praying in tongues, the cover is being pulled off. Yeah, name a few things. Glory. Pull the cover off glory. Wisdom. Pull the cover off wisdom. Revelation. Pull the cover off revelation. Knowledge. Pull the cover off knowledge. Understanding, pull the cover off it. Prayer. Calling, pull the cover off your calling. Prayer, pull the cover off your inheritance. Pull the cover off mighty power. Pull the cover off resurrection. Pull the cover off dominion. I'm going to read this to you, and I'm closing. There's nothing greater than the truth. Nothing can destroy the truth. No philosophy, dogma, or creed can limit the truth. And I won't put government, technology, or all what they're doing, even money, can't limit the truth. Because you know the truth, you can get some money.
That's right.
Perhaps through dogma, D-O-G-M-A, philosophy or creed, you have reached this stage, but they were only a stepping stone. Or perhaps they were a limitation because you thought them the final word. See, in other words, other things come up. And the people... they put color on it and they magnify it through their technology and their strategies, and you think that it's the greatest thing, but the truth is greater than all that. So nothing can show up on TV. Nothing can show up in technology is greater than the truth. Because everything else is going to disappear. You follow it? You can study philosophy, you can go to yoga and all other kind of stuff. They all have been stepping stones, but now we have the truth. Get this now. The truth is infinity. There's nothing greater. There's nothing but infinity, what man sees as even his mind or in the minds of others. In other words, you know the truth. There's only one substance, one consciousness, one intelligence. And that is all there is. All form are created out of deed, three in one, and are expression, all united, all in one, and one in all. Therefore, who are you? Who am I? I am that I am. I am the consciousness. I'm the intelligent. I am the substance. I am that I am. And I cannot be anything else. So anything offered to you to be something else, you already I am. So when your body says you're sick, you say, I'm well. Unhappiness, I got to close. Something robbing your peace? No, you can't rob my peace because I am peace. What that boil down to? T-R-U-T-H. You say you know the truth. You do what? You are getting set free tonight. Totally free. I know, see, you progress in the spirit. You progress in the realm. I know y'all know a lot of scriptures. But man, as an apostolic believer, you going from now from, I got to close, Lord. You're going from Hebrews, the latter part of the fifth chapter, Hebrews and the sixth chapter, first few verses. Just studying the doctrine of Christ. No, you got to move from there. You got to know Christ real. You can't keep going over that. You got to step out into another realm. Look at Hebrews 6 right quick. The last three verses in the fifth chapter. Just one moment. We'll go over a little bit. See, you're moving. See, you don't come here, I'm telling you a story. See, you've got enough information here tonight to live the rest of your life. Yes. Just tonight. Yes. If you're falling, yes. Look what happened here. And actually, we have to move from here, what I'm going to read, to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. All right. Verse 11 of the fifth chapter of Hebrews. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. You can't be dull of hearing. From the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what be the first principle of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. I want you to be skillful. For he's a babe. You ain't got to be being a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by the reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ. What? Yes, sir. See, it means that you ought to have this. It don't mean leave it. It means it should never get away from you. Let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work and of faith toward God. All that ought to be in you. Of the doctrine of baptism, of the laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who was once enlightened have tasted of the heavenly gift. But what I'm saying is the church had been robbed. They never tasted like they should taste it. So therefore we go through this. No, wait a minute. I'm going to say this. a large part of the church go through the same stuff that the world go through. Come on, son. Amen.
Amen.